Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Good.
Yesterday, I thought there were some good things we did defensively. I know I've talked about this throughout the week, but with the offense that Cam runs, there's quite a few formations, personnel groups, motions, things like that. That's always been an approach that he's taken, and it does create some challenges from a communication perspective. I felt like the guys handled that for the most part pretty well, but it's important that today, as we move into the red zone and goal line and things like that, have a chance to go back, look at some of the stuff that we didn't communicate out as well as we could have, and get that cleaned up. I felt that offensively, pretty efficient day. There were a few things the day before that wasn't as happy with in terms of just the crispness of what we're doing, but I felt like yesterday they responded well, and it played out like I had hoped it would. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
Coach, Jamal Lewis was pretty critical yesterday of you in terms of some of the practice methods, that practices were too long. Have you had a chance? Are you aware of the quotes? Have you spoken with Jamal? Where do things stand on that?
Yeah, you know, we have captain's meetings every Thursday and get together with the group, so it's no different yesterday than it was any other day. And what that is an opportunity, if anybody has any concerns or questions, to voice those things. And it's not just for the guys that are in the room. It's also for anybody down the locker room that might have a question. So we always have that window. I talked to Jamal a little bit afterwards, had a good conversation. And, you know, the thing that I stress to the team all the time is communication. And it's important that if you feel a certain way, you communicate that. And we talk about it. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes you have to agree to disagree. But at least everybody knows where everybody else is coming from. In terms of practice, I feel very good about how long we practice. We're 2 hours on the field. The walkthrough is prior to that, and pretty limited. It's a 20-minute walkthrough, offensive and defensively. It's 10 minutes on special teams, and that's what it is. I've been practiced probably the longest my first year in New York, training camp and the regular season. I think I've adjusted those things throughout my career, even in terms of walkthrough before practice. That was from a lot of feedback over the last couple of years in New York, where guys wanted to do everything at once and presented different schedules throughout the course of the year, where you can do the walkthrough prior to snack and media access and things like that, and break it up. You know, you go down to the locker room, 50% of the guys want to do it that way, 50% want to do it the other way. You change it, and you know, half the group is happy, and half the group's not happy. And it's the same thing with itineraries. I mean, when you have 53 guys, consensus isn't always easy to come by. But I feel good about the way that we practice. I feel good about the time that we practice. And the only time the practices are extended is if we don't execute something the right way. And then we're going to repeat that play, and we're going to do it again because it's important that we get it right. And we only have that limited amount of time on the field, so we have to go out and execute the plays correctly. And that's important. It's important. So if you have a mistake, be able to come back at the end of the period and get that mistake corrected.
Were you surprised and/or disappointed that Jamal would use that forum to express those complaints?
I think everybody expressed themselves different ways, and everybody has the right to express themselves. What I'm always looking for is communication with me directly. And the office is open, and I've said this a bunch of times that's not a slogan, that's not a you know something you check off your list. It's true, and I've had a lot of great conversations with players here, other places, and it's like anything else. The more you talk, the better you understand each other, and the more you can share ideas and get a sense of the other person's perspective.
Cool. I guess
I don't know if comfortable is the word, but, you know, we asked him, you know, why haven't you talked to coach? And he just, you know, he said it's your show and not his. I mean, it almost seemed as if he wasn't comfortable doing that.
I wasn't there for the interview. I don't know, you know, what the voice inflection was or any of those things, so I couldn't really tell you. Now that I've talked to Jamal on different occasions, every Thursday throughout the course of the season, and different times outside of that, and it's you know, a lot of guys who come up and talk, and sometimes it's football related, sometimes it's life related, sometimes it's just to say hello. And I think there's a lot of guys that feel really comfortable, and guys that don't, as I tell them all the time, should give it a try.
One of the points that Jamal was trying to make was that because of the amount of work that's put in during the week, they're not fresh for Sunday. They're not at they're not at peak efficiency because they're not fresh on Sunday. What is your reaction to that?
You know, we just came off a bye week, and we practiced on Monday, so you had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, practice Monday, off on Tuesday, 5 out of 6 days off. Like to think that guys are able to get some good rest, get off their feet, recover, rejuvenate physically, rejuvenate mentally. You come back after 4 days off, and you need to cover a lot of things, and you need to get those fits, and you need to, I wouldn't say restart it, but I'd say get prepped to go into the regular week of preparation. And that's what we've had this week, is a regular week of preparation. And believe me, I've done all different combinations of practice. Practice in shells for the whole week, practice in shoulder pads and shorts on Thursday, multiple weeks in shells. And I've been a part of teams that have done it all different ways. Been teams where we've had full pads on Friday. It's all different ways, all different approaches. You're always trying to find the one that best fits. And I think 2 hours of work on the field is a very reasonable amount of time.
How do your practices, the tempo, the pace, and the intensity compare to what you did with Bill Belichick in New England all those years?
Bill's a pretty intense guy. I don't think that there's dramatic difference between the approach. Same thing in New York with Coach Parcells. Not a dramatic difference there. Are you trying to go in, hit it, keep it in that two-hour frame, that two-hour time frame, and be efficient? Every period is planned out. We're moving for 2 hours. We're trying not to waste time. We're trying to maximize the teaching. There's a lot of time spent on how it's going to be broken down, how the skill sets are going to be worked on. And that's something that I ask of the coaches at all times. Okay, you've got this window. You have this group of time for individual. What are you going to get done? And it's broken down by the minute. You know, we're going to do this for 3 minutes. We're going to do this for 4 minutes. And it's all to maximize efficiency.
That if, you know, the Patriots won all those Super Bowls with a similar pace and intensity and all the success that Bill Parcells has had with a similar practice style, that perhaps there's a lot of evidence that it works?
I feel good about it. I've experienced a lot of success with it. And as I said, Mary Kay, I've adjusted it at different points this year. I've adjusted it different points in New York. I've been a part of it being adjusted different places, done all different things, all different approaches, and you're trying to find the best one that works for you. You know, I know Dick Vermeil was notorious for long practices, and I'm not sure how long his went. I don't think ours are anywhere near that, but you know, I love Dick, and everybody just has a different approach.
So when you talked to Jamal and yesterday, I'm not clear. Did he tell you these are too long, or did that, you
Well, you know, we talked about a lot of different things in terms of the specifics I'm not going to get into, but it's a good conversation, and I felt good about it. I think he felt good about it. You can ask him. And like any other communication.
I think he was speaking on behalf of his teammates.
I think that you know, there's a lot of different opinions on how things should be done. You know, having the benefit of being different places with different coaches and learning from their perspective and learning from those experiences, what you try to do is put the best one in place for you. And you analyze it, and it's something that you look back on from year to year. You look back on from week to week, or even the bye week. How do you approach the bye week? And you look at what you got done different bye weeks, and the next year, think, okay, well, maybe add a meeting here, subtract a meeting there, and you're always going through that evaluation.
Did the other captains in this meeting yesterday, did they corroborate what he was saying? Was it sort of like a, you know, five-on-one type deal or anything like that?
No, the meeting was good. It was, you know, we talk about a range of issues, but you know, every Thursday they have a voice, and I believe in that, and everybody has a voice.
There was a different, not everybody, not all of them were in agreement that, hey, you got to back off.
That wasn't something that we even talked about yesterday.
Clear, the meeting, the captain's meeting, it's usually, and yesterday was held following practice, or does it held in the morning?
I guess what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, it's every Thursday afternoon after meetings.
So he would have had this meeting after he had the open locker room and addressed us?
Yeah, every okay. Thursday, yep.
Do you deem what he did detrimental conduct?
No, you know, I'm not looking at it that way. What I'm looking for is the what I said earlier is that if there are any things that need to be addressed, you know, being able to communicate those, communicate them openly, and like with any conversation, sometimes you agree on things, sometimes you change some things, sometimes you agree to disagree, and you appreciate everybody's perspective and input, and then you make the decision that you think is best for the team.
Losing another guy in the opportunity period yesterday, can you shed any light on that? And, does that make you think about whether you should have to continue those? Or?
I never want anybody to get hurt. People get hurt at different points. And been part of this, doing this for 16 years, and there's been a lot of players that have really benefited from it, with the most recent one being Marcus Pinard. Marcus's development would have been set back considerably if the only thing he did was be on the show team, which is what his role was. And what we try to do with this, and I believe in this fundamentally, is take those young guys who spend the whole week showing for another team, who learn the game plan but aren't engaged in the game plan, and spend time with them each day as a coaching staff to help them with the things that we do. So, for example, Wednesday we worked on the punt team, the punt return team with that group. And that's probably what they're going to play when they first get in there. But they won't get any reps during the course of normal practice doing that. But by us being able to sit there and watch it and teach it and then teach them off of that after practice, because we do have time for those guys where the coaches spend individual classroom time with them. And guys develop. What you don't want to do is go through a whole season. We've got this young player, and he doesn't get any of your information. He doesn't practice your techniques. And you come back the next offseason, and the guy's been there, but he hasn't developed. And over time, so many guys have benefited from it. David Givens is a great example of that. Mike DeVito, who I think he just got re-signed by the Jets or extended by the Jets, he benefited from it. Wallace Wright, who's a core special teams player, he benefited from it. Marcus Pinard here recently, Jason Trusnik, C.J. Mosley, Brett Ratliff, guys in New England. Yeah, I mean, there's countless guys in New England. Sure, there are guys back in Cleveland when Bill was here who did the same thing. I'm sure Keenan was probably part of that. You know, I'm guessing, but you know, just understanding the program. And it's good, and it's important. And you can't have these young guys just go through the week and not spend time with them. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to us organizationally. And believe me, the coaches would much rather go inside, get something to eat, and start working on the tape. And that's the easy thing to do. But you want to give those guys a chance to get better. And you want to give them a chance, if they get brought up to the active, to be ready to compete. And it's, I believe in it, and I think young guys have a real important role in the success of the organization long term. Yeah, it was more position specific stuff. And like I said, guys get hurt in practice and you don't want to see it. And he's a good kid. You never want to see anybody get hurt. You never do. But you're not, you know, you go through the course of practice and that's part of what we do in our practices. And it's nothing that is remotely punitive or any of that stuff. I mean, it's just not.
Do you run it?
No, I haven't polled anybody.
It's not league-wide?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, I only know about the teams that I've been with, and you know, I think Nick probably did it when he was down in Miami. Probably does it, you know, in college, but in terms of who does it, I'm not sure if Josh is doing it or they're doing it in Kansas City or other guys who have had experience are doing it. So I couldn't tell you.
Do the Patriots do it now? Or did they do it anymore?
I haven't called them lately to ask them what they're doing post-practice. I mean, I would imagine they do.
I mean, did it the whole time you were there?
Yeah.
You don't think it increases the possibility of injury?
No, I think it increases the possibility of success.
Has Max Bernard showed you enough to make it to the 45?
Well, that part we're still trying to see. Because it, you know, if he comes up, then you got to make a couple decisions there with the linebacker group. And this is his first real week of getting multiple reps with the group. So some things I've liked. Some things that he needs to work on. What I really like about Marcus is he was about as raw as you could get when we got him here. And there were a couple things early on where you're just shaking your head, but he has worked. And even when I announced it to the squad, I mean, they applauded. Yeah, it was really cool because everybody sees it. Now, here's a guy that is raw and has just come out every day and worked, and he's gotten better, and he'll continue to get better, and you appreciate that. You appreciate it as a coach, and the players appreciate it because they know what he's been doing and how much he cares. It's great.
You still have a roster opening, by the way, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Coming on the heels of what Jamal said, and then you read about this practice squad guy. The way that it sounds is, you know, you're working all these guys, you know, to death for 2.5 hours, then you're dragging, you know, panting young practice squad guys over to do something that they're absolutely too tired to do. But do some of these younger guys not get a zillion reps in that 2.5 hours? I mean, are they kind of standing around a little bit more than the other guys?
It depends on the period, and they'll get a lot of reps when they're showing. But it does depend on the period, and probably get more time off during the course of a week than a veteran player because they're not playing on Sunday, so they don't have that part of it. Saturday is really a glorified walkthrough. Monday, so I figure between Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, really where their reps would come would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those are show team reps. But I lost your question a little bit, though.
So they're not getting as many. It's not like they're getting the exact same amount of reps as the guys who are playing during this first 2.5 hours. They're not too exhausted to do post.
We only practice 2 hours, Mary Kay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we practice, for the record, it's 2 hours. We have a half-hour walkthrough, which is where they walk through the defenses. Okay, that's the facts. That's the reality of it. Okay, it's 2 hours a day. Okay, 2 hours a day. Okay, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and less on Friday.
Do you understand my question, though? I think the perception is that these guys are being overworked during the practice, and then you're dragging these young guys over to do something that maybe they're too tired to do afterwards. That seems to be what the perception could be.
Yeah, well, I know there were 3 years of where I was the head coach personally, and where those guys had the same practice schedule, if not longer, and they all worked in the opportunity period afterwards, and a lot of them grew and got better. Years and years of that beforehand, where I was an assistant coach, and they worked for their, whether, you know, whatever the time frame was, and they worked afterwards for the 15 minutes they're out afterwards, and they got better, and you know, the classroom work helps them get better.
Do you attribute that?
Because your injury list is relatively short this for this time of year. Do you attribute that to the way you run these practices?
Short.
We've been here where there have been 12 and 14 guys on IR by now.
I like the fact that we don't have that many guys in that position. It's obviously disappointing to you know, lose EB and DeQuell, and usually you don't get two guys on IR at the same position, you know. But that ebbs and flows. I think we were pretty good, too, though, in New York in terms of numbers of guys that went on IR year in and year out. How'd we do?
Yeah, you're right. They were relatively short.
Good news.
After so many months, is it disappointing to hear a guy like Jamal come out, and it seems like not everybody's buying in, and we're halfway through the season?
I think any time that you're 1-7, there's frustration that's part of that, and everybody wants an answer, and everybody wants an answer right now, and sometimes the reality is, like any other thing that is any other thing that you try to be successful at, takes work, and it takes time, and you've got to be diligent about it, and you've got to be consistent. There usually aren't a lot of microwave answers, quick fixes. It's a group of people making good decisions over time, day in and day out, and that's not a easy thing to do, but it's an important thing to do.
When you talk about being fresh on Sunday, exclude the bye week, if you thought that you guys were tired, or maybe a step slow or half step slow on game days?
No, I think that you know, some of the things that have happened on game days are things that we can control by protecting the football better, by communicating better, by, you know, all those different things that you try to improve week in and week out. And like I said, in terms of you know, volume of practice, it's significantly less than my first year in New York, and went 10-6 there. So.
And any defensive captains? Wasn't it Barton and?
It was Barton and DeQuell. You know, I've been thinking about that, and this is really new ground for me, because I haven't had both captains be in that position before. So just going to think about the best way to approach that. Definitely some guys that have taken leadership roles in their absence, and you appreciate that. So not sure how I'm gonna handle that, whether have the whole group vote, have the captains vote, have the defense vote, or I'm not sure yet.
One more, guys. Were you signing somebody before the game, or are you okay with only 52?
Well, you know, we've got some guys coming in for workouts. Right now, the 53rd player would be inactive anyways, and so we'll just see where that is.
Jamal was limited in practice yesterday. If he's healthy, would he still start Monday night?
It's not going to change the approach one bit in terms of what we do, and you know, it's all based on the packages, so none of that's any different at all.